And the first of the DJs that I want you to meet is a well-known name to you, Paul Young.
Hello, David.
Happy New Year, Paul.
See to you.
Now, you're here to work.
Ah, oh, we
yes,
know.
Didn't know it.
Yes, indeed. There's no time for a pattern and pattern about that. Introduce the next number.
Let's go.
Okay. Jimmy Shand and his band with Jimmy's Fancy.
And once again, I have one of our own DJs with me, and he is Stuart Henley. Stuart, a Happy New Year.
And to you, David, a Happy New Year. And to everybody, a Happy New Year.
Good. And what were you doing before this, Stuart?
I was an actor.
You was an actor?
I was an actor.
Oh, you is an actor.
I still am an actor, yes.
Well, I'm doing a bit of acting now, and let's have you introduce the
name. Right, here's a group doing very well at the moment. It's the Band of White Cricade, is Jimmy Shand and his band.
To present you now to another of our disc jockeys we have on Radio Scotland. He's a young man of about 5'10", and I think the important thing for you to know is that he has a lovely voice, and his name is Charles White. Charles White, a Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
New Year to you, David.
What were you doing before you came on board?
I was a bus driver of a corporation.
Corporation what?
Glasgow.
Well, a white driver. Very good.
Yes, splendid. Yeah.
Good. Now, would you like to work while you're here and introduce the next act?
It's Jimmy Shand and his band and the Bluebell Polka.
Here is the voice of Peter Bowman. Welcome aboard, Peter, and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, David. Very thank you.
Good. What were you doing before this, Peter?
Well, I worked in a ballroom at the disc jockey.
Uh-huh.
Radio.
In Glasgow?
No, in Newcastle.
In Newcastle? Oh, that's over the border.
Yes.
Oh, that's the ones that couldn't run fast enough after Bennett Bob, actually. Well, would you like to introduce our next item?
Yes, I'd love to, and it's Donald Bray.
Good.
Thank you, Jimmy, and now it's time to meet the other nameless one, Larry Marshall. Happy New Year, Larry.
Happy New Year, David. Yeah,
before we go any further, I know you're dying to tell us what happens on 1 o'clock on Monday.
Well, at 1 o'clock on Monday, of course, we come on the air for the first time, the gang. By we, I mean the gang.
Uh-huh.
Myself, I shouldn't have put myself first, of course.
No.
It was the first person I thought of.
Yeah, yes, naturally.
Sorry about that. Charlie Sim, Warren Bridie, Tommy Maxwell, Alan Cameron, and Ron Moore.
And this is to be every day, is it?
This is to be every day at 1 o'clock.
Yes, Monday till Friday.
Monday till Friday.
Very good.
Or should we have said Monday through Friday? And I think that's the American way of doing it. Bob nodded.
Listen, what I was going to ask you now, that we've got managed to get rid of 1965, was it a good year for you?
It was a very good year, David, particularly from a health point of view.
Good.
Well, you see, I finished doing television on the 28th of June. Now, up until that moment, I used to have a headache 5 days a week. I could guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
I could set the alarm clock with the fact that I was going to have a headache.
Yeah.
This was the lights and all the pressures of all kinds. Since that moment, I've had one headache, and I sincerely hope I'll leave the studio without one.
I'm sure, all right.
I don't mean
sure.
About it at the present moment, you know. But I've only had one headache in 6 months. I think that's great.
That's very good.
Physically and mentally, I'm a much nicer person.
You think so?
Oh,
I understand it. I don't notice any difference, but
remember, you're facing me, remember?
Yes, of course. Yes,
I am behind the face.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and how lucky you are. But
yes, I don't know whether to come here or not. You know that.
Listen, have you got a New Year's resolution?
No, David. No.
No,
I refuse to make New Year resolutions because they always end up with these canards. Things that nobody ever
you're not going to keep anyway.
Well, it isn't a question I don't want to keep them. I do make New Year resolutions, then I forget them.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend the rest of the year trying to figure out what was the New Year resolution I made. And when I get to the end of the year, it suddenly dawns on me. And I won't forget.
So
what do I
do? You're just going to scrub around it this year?
Just going to scrub.
Rather than tax your memory.
No, I wouldn't tax my memory.
Would you tax your memory a little further and give us a song?
Hey, I'd be quite delighted to give you a song, David.
What one would you like to give us?
Well, as you know, like yourself, I've written quite a number of songs. But as this is New Year, I think there's only one song which I've written, which really does apply.
Yeah.
And I would like to say, may I...
surely, carry on, yeah.
I'd like to wish everyone a very happy, a very prosperous, and a very peaceful New Year. This is something I'd love to see, a peaceful one.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, wouldn't it? I think there wasn't a shot fired between the 1st of January 1966 and the 31st of December 1967.
Definitely.
This is my ambition. Anyone who is listening in who is not Scots, who's not a Scot, I'm
not
a Valerie with that, do bear with us for the next 2.5 minutes approximately, because this song is especially dedicated to all the Scots who are not at home at the present moment. I don't think I need to explain that any further. Just listen to the words of the lyric, and I sincerely hope this does apply to you.
Thank you, Larry. We'll give you time to get back to Rotherham and the mic. Yes, he's there. The song is Calling You Again to Bonnie Scotland. The name, Larry Marshall. When
apart from home.
Now we have a very solemn moment, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in the presence of our senior disc jockey, Bob Spencer. Welcome aboard, Bob, and a happy new year.
And the same to you, Dave.
Good. Thanks. What were you doing before this, Bob?
I was a disc jockey radio sitting. Sitting.
How do you like being up here?
Oh, it's very nice, very nice. You know, I fancy wearing a skirt like you. I mean, a kilt like yours.
Yes. Well, I suppose you want a handbag in front too, do you? Now listen, let's cut the cack over there. Right. Senior disc jockey, what does this imply?
Well, I don't know. I never thought to find out in case it means work. But, you know how it is.
Well, now you've got a bit of what to do. Let's have the next item from
it. All right, and how's about the Duke of Edinburgh?
Fine.